Scott, talk us through how you're able to get Austin across the finish line tonight.
Teamwork. This was a very challenging race for us. It didn't go off like we had expected. Statistically, looking at past races at Vegas, I expected the track to be a little bit different and the tire to be a little bit different, and kind of threw us for a curveball. So we had to work really hard today to get the truck more comfortable for him to attack the racetrack the way he wanted to. But the pit crew did an amazing job with all the changes. We didn't give up too much on pit road in order to do that. And we just chipped away at it all night long.
All right, we'll go to the media here for questions. Just a reminder, raise your hand if you have a question in the participations tab, and we'll kick it off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Scott, what have been your emotions this week when you've seen Torrey's name on the car and then the fact that the car got into victory lane? Did that make it any more emotional?
Don't make me cry, Bob, please. All right. You know, I knew it was going to be on there, but purposely I never looked at the roof. I just kind of knew in my mind that it was there, and I just kind of blocked it out. But wanted to stay focused on the task at hand, and you know, to be able to do that. Honored to have, you know, her name and Miss Cindy on the other side of the roof. Very good friend of ours who's battling cancer right now. You know, I know it's a small gesture, but to all of the family members that have lost a child to pediatric cancer or are battling with it. You know, you're not alone. It's a tough journey, and you know, hopefully somebody can see it and get some inspiration by it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Scott, congratulations. I'm going to try to carefully follow on from Bob here. I know you said you tried to block it out. Did it hit you at all when he crossed the line? Was that the moment that it sunk in a little bit?
You know, it's an honor, honestly. I'm very grateful to Shiggy Hattori for allowing us to do these type of things. You know, we had Torrey's name on the roof a few years ago. We won the championship, and we won Phoenix. But you know, to be able to do it all as much as we have like, past couple years and during September, which is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, you know, it's a big deal. The whole COVID virus is taking over our world, and I think we forget about some of the other things that are just as bad, and you have no explanation for why does it happen, and where is our science with helping these children, you know. But you know, this is what we do for a living, and it's our job, so we try to stay focused on it. And you know, after the race, yeah, it hit me, and it's, you know, it's a memory that I'll always have with me, and I hope nobody else has to go through.
When you look at this team, you've been part of HRE for a while now. Take me back to the beginning of 2018, before the championship, you know, before three playoff runs in a row now that you guys are in the midst of. Did you envision where the team is today at that point, or has this been a journey that maybe even you couldn't have expected?
I came over here in 2017, was just after the first of the year, 2017, and honestly, it was a complete disaster and disarray. And we pretty much started from the ground up. Mike Ricci came aboard, and he hired me. And we worked very hard to build a foundation. And it took a lot of hard work, and it's taken a little bit of time. This is what our goal was. We knew what we wanted the race team to look like, but it's a process. And thankfully, with TRD's support and hiring the best people that we could hire at the time, and we still have the best employees in the garage. These guys are just amazing people. They work so hard. They're great family people. it's just a pleasure to go to work with these guys every single day. And that's the kind of environment we wanted. And it's hard to do that and then also build a competitive team at the same time. But we've been very fortunate. And, you know, Austin and his family and the great support from all of our sponsors has really – they all have a huge part in making this team what it is today.
Do we have any final questions here for Scott? No? Scott, thanks for your time and congratulations again, man.
Thank you very much.